The roll shows 17 members present this morning. Senator Menard is excused and called to the Senate today.
Members, please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Reverend Mary Ann Warden of the Northern Lights United Church.
Thank you. Let us pray. O God, who created all peoples in your image, we thank you for the wonderful diversity of races and cultures in this world. Enrich our lives by ever-widening circle of fellowship, and show us your presence in those who differ most from us, until our knowledge of your love is made perfect in our love for all your children. We ask your presence, O Lord, for those who are absent, especially those who are ill. Be with Mrs. Betty Fahrenkamp. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Well, Senator Zaroff, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move an unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 57th and 58th legislative days.
Senator Halford.
Move and unanimous consent the journals be approved and certified for the 57th and 58th legislative days.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Introduction of guests. Senator Collins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Sturgalewski and I have a number of constituents from our district who are also BP employees. They're down here to observe the process. And they're sitting in Senator Ziegler's gallery, and I'd like to read off their names and have them stand up. We have John Bowen, Deb Bowen, Inga Fullerton, Lynn Hudson, Terry Obini, and Randall Revere. Would you please help me welcome them to Juneau?
Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. This week, March 18th through 22nd, is Know Your State Government Week. The Juneau Elks Lodge 420 is here with students from various communities around the state. They're high school juniors and sophomores. They will be meeting with legislators, the commissioners, representatives from the Office of the Governor and Lieutenant Governor. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce them. They are from around the state, so some of them are your constituents, but with your permission, I'll also introduce those individuals. We have with us, and if they'll stand, Timothy Riddle from Fairbanks, Kevin Inlow from Skagway, Dan Rohr, Kodiak, Robert Davidson from Petersburg, Alan Ferguson from Sitka, Tracy Sund, Ketchikan, Heidi Spencer from Anchorage, Marty Garrett from Seward, Jeannie Taylor from Wasilla, Jason Bergman, Soldotna, Peter Fridgen, Cordova, Christy Goverson, Homer, Paul Vermilion from Chugiat. They're accompanied by Pete Crosby and Bob Quist.
Senator Sturgalewski.
Yes, Mr. President, accompanying the BP group is a longtime friend of mine and someone that I've worked with in the Anchorage Community Y and other community efforts. Carla B., welcome to the
Senate. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under introduction of guests, I have a constituent of mine who's over in the Ziegler Gallery, Tony Kinderneck, if you'll stand for a minute. And for the fifth year, my parents are down from Madison, Wisconsin, Robert and Eleanor Ewing, if they'll stand.
Senator Katula.
Mr. President, Senator Adams has told me in the gallery that there is a constituent that's not often here from the remote area, principally himself from Chenega. I'm wondering if that person would stand, at least. Thank you.
Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. If the body will notice, we do have a guest page with us today. And this young lady is from Juneau. She goes to the Ock Bay School. She has been working out of the president's office there. She's been donating an hour a week since November. And it's a pleasure to have her working with us on the floor today. And I'd like the body, if they would, to welcome Hyla Wright, who is a fifth grader.
Are there any further inductions? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated March 18th. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Bill number 48 by Representatives Ulmer and Hudson, enacting the King Salmon Classics.
Labor and Commerce.
And those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to revert to introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Two more
with BP group in the far gallery, Jan Lance and Bob Brown.
Senator Pierce.
Proceed. Your introduction. Yes, one more BP person, Matt Werner, also Senator Smith-Rose Gallery.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports to standing committees?
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 31, appropriation to the Department of Education for K-12 support for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1993. It recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute reports back as follows. Senator Strzelewski, Chair, signed no recommendation. Senators Fisher and Menard signed due pass. Senate Bill number 31 has it for the referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 52, relating to the Governor's Council for the Handicapped and Gifted and the definition of developmentally disabled, recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Petula, co-chairs, concurring Senators Euling, Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, and Schultz. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 52 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 5, Finance, appropriation to the Department of Education for K-12 support and education program support, recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Cotullo, co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, Schultz, and Ewing. Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 5, Finance, has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules Committee considered Senate concurrent resolution number 17, designating April 14th to 20th as Bone Marrow Donor Week. Senate Bill number 116 permits for the hunting of bison and recommends calendar. Reports were signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Jones and Duncan. This resolution and bill do appear on today's calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
Senate concurrent resolution number 20 by Senator Jaroff relating to Kodiak Island as a bicentennial community in 1992.
ITT, State Affairs, Judiciary, Labor. Would you please strike that? State Affairs.
So those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 214 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act limiting liability relating to release and supervision of persons in state custody and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 215 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to population management in the state correctional system and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 216 by Senator Schultz and Frank, an act authorizing moose and caribou farming.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 217 by Senator Fisher, an act permitting a person receiving a monthly benefit under a state retirement system to convert the benefits to a lump sum payment in cases of medical hardship.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 218 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the Board of Marine Pilots and Marine Pilot Organizations, extending the termination date of the Board of Marine Pilots and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill number 219 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, by request, an act relating to workers' compensation and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Senator Cotullo.
And we revert to introduction of guests.
Proceed.
Some apologies. Mr. President, in the early of the morning here, I just happened to notice over in the Ziegler Gallery two people from Wasilla, active in Nugent Grants as counselors, and it's Mr. Auld and Mrs. Auld from Wasilla.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 116 by Senator Collins, an act relating to permits for the hunting of bison and providing for an effective date. Resources Committee considers the bill. The majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring. Senators Frank, Menard, Cotton, Elias, and Halford, fiscal and attached. Finance Committee considers the bill and recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Curtula, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, Schultz, and Ewing, fiscal and attached. Rules Committee considers the bill and recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Elias and Jones and Duncan.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Halbert.
I move and ask unanimous consent Senate Bill 116 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed in final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill number 116 is in third reading. Will the Secretary please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 116, an act relating to permits for the hunting of bison and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion?
Question.
The question being, shall Senate Bill number 116 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Will the Secretary please lock the roll? Do any senators wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the roll. And so Senate Bill number 116 has passed the Senate with a vote of 18 yeas and zero nays. Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 116 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 17 by Senators Cotton, Halford, Menard, Ewing, and Sturgiluski, designating April 14th through the 20th, 1991 as Bone Marrow Donor Week. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the resolution and the majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, Chair, concurring. Senators Menard, Hoffman, and Cotton, zero fiscal and attached. Rules Committee considered the resolution and recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Elias and Jones and Duncan.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Is there discussion? Senator Zara.
I don't know if this is the appropriate time, but with the consent of the sponsor, I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor to the resolution.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Duncan? Senator Collins?
Same motion.
Senator Fisher? Senator Curtula? Senator Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. President. In spite of the very much appreciated wide support for the resolution, I did want to say a couple things about it. We introduced this resolution to bring attention to what I consider a very serious problem, and I think there's something we can do about it. And so as opposed to just letting this resolution pass, I felt compelled to say a few words about it and say that there are an estimated 16,000 children and adults that are stricken each year with leukemia or other blood-related diseases, and they can be successfully treated if they're able to find a bone marrow transplant. But the problem is more than two-thirds of these people cannot find a suitable transplant within their own family, and as a result, they're forced to search other places to try to find that donor. And you start to understand the nature of the problem when you realize that the odds of finding a donor outside your immediate family range from about 1 in 20,000 to about 1 in a million. And so there's a national effort to try to get people registered on this national registry. And again, the purpose of this resolution is to bring that to people's attention and try to encourage them to become part of that registry. This whole situation was brought to my attention and that of Senator Halford from a person in Eagle River who is suffering from leukemia and unfortunately hasn't been able to find a donor within her own family and is currently seeking and so far hasn't found someone on this registry. But she's done more than just try to fight for her own life. She's kind of leading an effort. She's gone public on this, and I think it's really been heartwarming to find the number of people in our community and other parts of the state that are really answering that call and becoming active and trying to seek out donors to be put on the register and actually becoming tested yourself. And it's kind of a scary thought, but I'm going to do it, and I would, you know, encourage others to give it some consideration as well. The resolution calls for designation of April 14th through the 20th of this year as Bone Marrow Donor Week. It also happens to coincide with National Organ Donor Procurement Week. And again, I think that it's going to help bring to people's attention the serious need and the fact that they can actually do something to save lives. We also, in the resolution, ask our state agencies to communicate with the public in any way they can through newsletters or other sorts of information dissemination, as well as one opportunity that we have to communicate with everyone that happens to get a state paycheck. Perhaps in your pay envelope there might be, without any cost, contain some information about this and, again, some encouragement. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17 is the first step in what is a small package of two bills that we've introduced to try to address this problem. The other piece of legislation is still in the committee system, and it calls for an appropriation to help pay for some of these typings. That if you go down and decide to be a donor, it costs you about somewhere between $50 and $60 just to get typed, and so that may discourage a lot of people. And I felt, and I think a lot of people feel, that it's a worthwhile state expenditure, but hopefully that bill will be before us in the near future, too, and I'll expand on my advocacy at that point. But again, appreciate the support and ask for your support on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17.
Is there any further discussion?
Question.
The question being, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17 has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas and 0 nays.
Citations honoring Steve Brigger, Senator Sturzulski, Jaroff, Pierce, Collins, Brochot, Duncan, Schultz, William Jones, Cotton, Perrin-Kent, Menard, Adams, and Rohde. Honoring Richard Parkins by Senators Duncan, Jones, Jaroff, Menard, and Halford. Honoring Robert and Dale DeArmond, Senators Duncan, Sturzulski, Cotton, Jaroff, Menard, Elias, and Rohde, and Halford. Honoring Tom and Sue Morgan by Senators Duncan, Sturzulski, Jones, Elias, and Halford. In memoriam, Elmer White, Senators Curtula, Menard, Jones, Rohde, and Halford. In memoriam, Vern Laird, Senators Elias and Jones, Rohde, and Halford.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to the citation honoring Steve Rieger.
Hearing no objections. Senator Duncan.
Co-sponsor of the Vernon Laird.
Hearing no objection. Motion carries. Senator Halford.
Consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Unfinished business. Senator Sturzulski.
Yes, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on May 6th, 7th, and 8th in state business.
Hearing no objection. Senator Ewing.
Thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on April 2nd on personal business.
Hearing no objection. Motion carries. Is there any further unfurnished business? Senator Fisher.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused of the call of the Senate on April 10th, 11th, and 12th to attend the Education Commission of the States meeting.
Hearing no objection. Motion carries. Under unfinished business, at this time, as most of you know, we had a a special task force on Senate Family Law Review Task Force at the last session. We're going to continue that task force this year. The chairman is Senator Fisher. Members of the committee are Senator Adams and Senator Schultz. Is there any further unfinished business? Senator Schultz.
Mr. President, I ask permission to be excused the 22nd and 23rd of April.
Mr. Senator Schultz, what purpose?
State business.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
March.
Is there any further unfinished business?
March.
Announcements. Senator Jones.
Mr. President, I'd like to announce that tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., the Senate Transportation Committee will meet, and we'll hear Senate Bill 155, Appropriation of Marine Vessel Replacement Fund. This afternoon at 1:30, the Resource Committee will meet, and we'll the agenda is posted. Thanks.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the hardworking State Affairs Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Belts Room. We will take up Senate Bill 113, the State Salary Commission, Senate Bill 104 relating to eminent domain and compensation therefore, Senate Bill 192, forfeiture in drug and alcohol cases, and Senate Bill 199, requiring notice requirements for the adoption, amendment, and repeal of regulations.
Senator Porchot.
Since we're not going to meet again prior to this meeting, I would like to announce a meeting of the Senate Finance Committee to hear a number of bills on Friday. The meeting time was posted as 9 a.m. We're trying to get through a number of bills, and we are changing that meeting time till 8:30 a.m. on Friday, and we'll be taking up some pending bills that carried forward, including SB 70 from today, but also scheduled for that day, SB 163 relating to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, SB 204, authorizing the Department of Revenue to purchase GICs held by the SBS program, and SB 158 relating to the interest rate on unpaid and overpaid taxes and due dates for an interest on unpaid royalties and net profit share payments from state resources.
Senator Sturzewski.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Again, we will be taking up the mental health Land Trust Administration at 8 o'clock on Friday in the Butrovich room.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Correction Subcommittee will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We don't normally announce it on the floor. There was some confusion because there was a possible executive session that we were going to have today, but we will have that in the future, and we'll be taking up classification and the recent Cleary decision.
Thank you. Senator Fisher.
I want to announce a committee schedule change. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, the Senate Special Committee on International Trade and Tourism was supposed to meet in the Butrovich room. It's now at the Belts room.
Make the senators off.
Thank you, Mr. President. Upon adjournment there, the Rules Committee will meet in the Butrovich room to take up House Bill 56 relating to certification of retired teachers, and also Senate Bill 87 was a bill that we had previously scheduled and there were some discussions on.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, the Senate Special Committee on Exxon Valdez oil spill will meet in the Butrovich room Thursday morning from 8 to 10. The discussion will be on scheduling of upcoming meetings.
All senators are urged to attend. Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to announce on the Resources Committee that in today's meeting, we will have a presentation by the Alaska Water Resources Board, and all any finance members that are interested in hearing that report, you're certainly welcome.
Senator Halford.
I'll finish the announcement from the President. The discussion will be on the schedule, the upcoming meetings, how the committee wants to approach and review the settlement. We'll hear a legal overview from the Attorney General as well as staff on some of the legal questions.
Thank you.
2 hours.
Senator Halford? At ease. We're under announcements. Senator Halford?
Mr. President,
also be a majority caucus at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Thank you. Is there any further announcements? Special order, Senator Katula.
I'm moving to ask unanimous consent to just make a comment about last night's festivities.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I, for one, and I think probably on behalf of the Senate, very much appreciate the City of Unalaska's contribution of the very, very fine, the best in the world craft and the very nice, high-quality product that we all had an opportunity to participate in. I talked to a friend of mine this morning, and he said next year, if the City of Unalaska wishes to, that the Matsu potato farmers will be happy to provide the potatoes for baked potatoes for any number of people, and they again will be free of herbicides and pesticides, so they'll be organic potatoes.
Is there any further special orders? Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Friday.
No objection. Adjourned.